Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. This one will be a bit of a check-in, a bit of a life update, and really just a chance for me to talk after a while of no recording. So maybe I'm revealing a major secret in the podcasting scene, but the last few episodes from me have been pre-recorded. And honestly, this is one of the reasons why I absolutely, like, deeply love podcasting, because I do have that chance when I feel talkative, when I have a lot to say, when I can just sit down, do the recording, and I will literally have content for months. Well, for now, it hasn't been months per se, even though, by the way, we're almost celebrating a year of this podcast. This is also happening. I totally forgot about that. But this is not specifically what this episode will be all about. Okay, so I went off route with that whole previous thought, and I honestly have no clue where I was going with it. I'm just getting out of, I remembered about the recording. Yeah, I really just love pre-recording episodes. I will not always be doing that, and obviously, like, there are just some times when I really want to push out something very specific, so I'll be doing that. But in general, yeah, I just really, really love the fact that I can do that. So if you're considering podcasting, know that you will not need to, like, invest a lot of time every week or, like, you know, every other day trying to record your episodes. Anyhow, I'm coming off from sickness, which, like, right now we're in May. It's, like, the most ridiculous time to be sick. And I was so happy because we survived this winter in this household without anyone getting sick, because usually it's my husband who brings the sickness home from work. And then once he's done, I'm sick. And that's how we roll. But this year, this winter, it was so peaceful, so nice. And it's funny because last year, we, like, stocked up on medicine because we had, like, really bad flu winter before. So we stocked up on medicine. We were, like, ready whenever it hits. And it never did. Until now. It's a beautiful May. It's finally really sunny and warm in Spain. You know, it's the beach weather. And I'm sick. So that is that. That is, like, one of the main things. And honestly, I'm just finding it a bit hard to actually talk this much. I did not think this through. But it's been a while since I sat down to record. So I kind of just want to talk about some things that are happening in my business. And specifically, one of the things will be the fact that I'm somewhat taking a social media break for the period of summer. Well, honestly, I'm saying it just because that's how it usually goes. But for me, it's not planned. It's not something that I'm, like, 100% sticking with. There's no specific reason for it. But when the Spain lost electricity a few weeks ago now, that Monday, I was considering taking a step back from social media because I had, like, a lot of client work planned. I knew I'm kind of, like, draining myself, and I love social media, and specifically I'm talking about Instagram. I love showing up, I love doing stories, I love, you know, being there as well, also recording the reels and so on. I really love that part of my business, so it's not, like, a hard thing for me to do. But by then, before that electricity went off for the whole country, which you may have heard, I wrote an email about it as well. Before that happened, I was contemplating taking a step away from social media. But once you're, like, deep in it, it's kind of hard to be like one day, okay, bye, right? And that day when there was no electricity, no internet, like, no nothing for the whole day, it was the perfect moment to really kind of just say goodbye to my online presence. That day when I spent, like, the whole day without touching my phone because it was, like, barely hanging on its last battery, and without like being on social media, without sharing my thoughts, sharing my day, you know, making the pictures and so on, I was kind of like, okay, I really love this. Let's do more of this. And somehow, without much of intention, literally that was that time that marked the beginning of that period where I have started to like just not care as much. And I'm saying I'm taking a break for summer, but as I mentioned, first of all, I'm not really putting restrictions on myself as to whether I'm really not going to be posting at all. I'm still posting some stories really when I just feel like it. There might come a post or two along the way, right? I'm not like closing it off altogether, but yeah, I'm just not really there. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not planning for it. I'm not like intentionally engaging or doing, you know, all the other social media things. So yeah, so far it's been really fun. It's been great and I love it. And there is one recent episode where I talk about hating selling. And if you want to learn more about like how I'm actually making sales through this time, despite not being on socials, you can definitely listen to that episode as well. I talk quite a lot more about that. Besides taking a step away from social media, or more like along with it, I have also embraced, even more so than before, simplicity and minimizing in my own business. Like just simplifying everything I do and how I do it. The truth is, the things I'm currently focusing on are the core things that are making me the most money. I'm saving a ton of my time. If you are, especially if you have any trait of ADHD, ADHD, oh my god, I can't even say it. If you have like any trait of that, or you are just that entrepreneur who really wants to create, which I love doing. I love creating. There's always the next idea and the next thing to do. If you are on that side of things and it's hard for you to take things slow or sometimes just stop and embrace what you already have created, I can definitely relate to that, and you can definitely understand, you will understand what exactly I'm talking about. So I used to, when you get into that wheel of always running for the next thing, like as you're launching a product, you're already thinking about the next one. Once you're like creating some campaigns, you're already thinking about the next thing you can do. There's just always so much more. And a lot of these things, they don't actually make a difference. Like, especially if you do them without much of strategy, which honestly, I'm often guilty for. I don't know why I can't speak English anymore. I guess it's been a while. So yeah, what I was saying, I'm like really guilty of sometimes just doing things for the sake of doing. I just feel like I really want to. I have talked about this previously as well, where I often just run into things because I know I can do them. And I'm like, let's go. You know, I'm excited. I'm riding that wave of inspiration. Let's make this happen. I have launched like so many different projects and offers and products in such a tiny time, without the planning, without the strategy, just because I feel like it's going to be a good idea. And obviously, it's not always the best idea, right? So right now, and it's not even only about bigger projects, it's also about like daily things. There are so many small daily things that I often fill my life with, like especially my business. If there's like a peaceful moment in my business, I will always find something to do, right? I will always find way to get busy. And instead of that, since I have started that social media break, well, somewhat, I have also embraced not rushing into things. And actually, not even that. I'm not doing much. I'm really just focusing on the things that work. I'm focusing, you know, that 80-20 rule, how 20% of the things you do will bring you 80% of the results. And those 20% of the things literally is what I'm currently doing. And I would even say like it's less than 20% from what I was like running for all the time before. And this just creates so much peace and so much freedom. And I can say like that for me currently, it's just that type of a season in my life. There's a lot happening that I'm like working on and, you know, thinking about outside my business. So I don't maybe have like that mental capacity to be like all in and like creating new offers and products and so on. But I also want to think that this is something that I will take with me from here on. I have, and I might be like very wrong about this, I might be coming back in 6 months and talking a completely different story, you know, saying completely different things. But I want to say that I have learned to take things slower, to embrace more mindful approach to my business, to actually enjoy more time off and more freedom, especially in my business, to leverage the time I have to invest it in things that truly matter versus just doing something for the sake of doing it, right? And this podcast episode, well, first of all, I just wanted to come up here and just talk a bit more about it all. But I also hope that if you are, especially now as the summer is approaching, well, I would argue it's already here, but it really depends where you are at, right? If you are someone who is thinking about taking a step back, maybe spending more time with your family, maybe just having more free time or investing your energy into other things, I just want to encourage you to really do that, because that is just such a blissful feeling when you get to that point of being like, okay, I actually have like full control over everything I do, right? Especially if you are a business owner, you don't have specific commitments, or you can like adjust your commitments to your life, right? We often forget about the simple fact that we actually can do that. I know that for me, I often feel again like that I just want to do more to like fulfill myself, right? But that, oh, this will sound so cheesy, but that true fulfillment actually comes only when you slow down and appreciate what you have created. And along with that, I also want to mention some of the things that I'm still doing. I'm still working on, like, I haven't left my business. It's, you know, I've just slowed down in some areas. And one of the things that I do and that I'm currently focusing on is my client work. There are many different ways to work with me, especially if you are about to create a course or you're planning to launch any type of offers online. I can help you with many different parts of that. I offer things like audits where I can review what you already have created and set up, especially if you're going into launch and you're like uncertain if this is good enough. Along with that, there are like other offers like VIP days where for one day I will focus on exactly what you need to get done and you can really make like huge moves very fast within this one day. Either it's a platform setup, content review, content design, or really just so many other things. I will leave links to all of this below, or I will probably just leave my welcome link below so you can check out some of those core offers. I also still have an active membership, which I'm very present in. We have Friday Telegram chats. So if you want to plan, create, and really start selling your offers, this membership has all the core information for you, tons of inspiration and ideas. Plus, you're getting that one-on-one access to me where we can chat on Fridays and, you know, you can really just ask any of your questions, share the work you have done, receive the feedback, and so on. But besides that, I will also continue doing my podcast. I love it, and especially in the summer, I will probably use that opportunity to pre-record episodes in advance, so I actually have like months scheduled ahead. I love podcasting. As I mentioned, we're approaching 1 year of this podcast, and honestly, this year just flew by, and this offer is one of those offers that, like, I have never had an easier thing to create. I have never had, like, more fun creating something consistently. You know how sometimes you create something and then you just drip off and you're like, oh, I don't care anymore? Or, like, there is that motivational drop where you, like, you just take a step back or you're not as inspired. Well, for podcasting, like throughout this whole year, there has never been a moment. Yes, I don't do it as actively per se because I don't have to show up for it every day or even every week. But when I do have to show up, I always do, and I always do with excitement. So I can definitely guarantee that this is gonna keep going. And besides that, one other place where you will always find me is my mailing list. My mailing list is one of those things that I have been doing for years. I have been very consistent with it. I'm having a ton of fun with it. And yes, that's definitely where you will see from me, hear from me, you know, see all the latest updates, find all the links and so on. Talking about my mailing list, I have been meaning to create like a simple subscribe page, because the only way currently you get on my list is either by getting a freebie or buying a product. So I've been meaning to create like this free, just simple subscribe list in case you don't want any freebies. But for now, I have not done that just yet. So the best bet to get on the list is through a freebie. And one freebie I always have linked is the platform guide. But you can also find course creation checklist on the website. There will be a pop-up with it after you are on the website for a while. Anyhow, I will try to get that done as well. Now, I think I'm done with this episode. I have given you an update, talked about some of the most important things. Again, I just want to encourage you, like, if you want to take time off, nothing will happen with your business. If you want to explore how to establish your business in other ways besides social media, make sure to listen to that other episode, like two episodes before, before this one, where I talk about how I hate selling. There's quite a lot more about that as well. And that will be it for me for this time. I definitely hope to see you around for the next episode in my mailing list. Not on social media for now, but you can still connect and follow me at Course Creation Lab. And I also read all the messages. So if you have any feedback or any suggestions for the content for this podcast, I'll be happy to hear from you. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.